And just like that, we've made it to April, literally the month that I have been waiting for all year long. I'm moving at the end of this month, and it's a really interesting feeling. This kind of like in-between chapter that I'm in right now, knowing that I only have a few more weeks left in this apartment that I really feel like I grew into my adult self in. So much growth happened here, so much change, just so many different memories and things that I associate with living here. It's going to be weird to leave that and move into a brand new space that I'm going to have so much fun making a home. But yeah, I feel like when you first move into a new place, it kind of just feels weird. And I also have a lot of imposter syndrome about it, so that's not helping. But yeah, it's moving month and I'm so excited. It's going to be really chaotic, which is expected. So I'm trying to mentally prepare for that right now, but I'm super excited. A lot of fun changes happening, a lot of adulting happening. I'm taking like a money course through the mortgage system that I'm like, whew, I'm learning a lot. I'm doing a lot of adulting things, which, you know, I really feel like they should teach you some of this stuff in school. It's kind of bothersome that so many things I'm either having to look up or having to ask my parents for their advice, which is great that I have those resources. But I almost wish that schools put more of a stress on this is how you do taxes, because it's tax season and it's the worst. This is how, you know, the home buying process works. No one tells you, kind of just have to figure it out yourself, or if you're lucky enough to have the resources to do that. But yeah, it's definitely been quite the process, but the fruits of the labor will be coming to fruition very soon when I get out of town and move to the suburbs. I keep saying that, like, I'm leaving town and moving into suburbia, because it's going to be such an interesting change, given I grew up in the suburbs, but living in the city for the past 2 years, it'll be a really interesting transition to live in the slower life and like living in a neighborhood. I'm really excited for it. But yeah, I can't just like walk to a nightclub if I want to, which, given I haven't been in that phase for a while. But let me tell you, when I was in that phase, it was amazing to be able to do whatever I want and then be able to walk home. That was it. That was everything. It'll also be cool to build a life in a different city, because if you've been to Hawaii or if you're from Hawaii, you know that the different cultures that you experience within the different cities that you go to are so different from each other. And so where I'm moving is very different from anywhere that I've ever lived before. On Oahu, I've only lived here, but from where I grew up is different from where I live now, and from where I live now and the city is very different to the city that I'm moving to now. I'm excited. It'll be a really interesting change, and you're coming along, of course, if you wish, that is. You can watch my moving content on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. I'll definitely be vlogging a lot. So yeah, April's going to be a really fun month. I'm in a pretty good mood right now, one, because I'm talking to you, which is my favorite part of the week, as you know, and two, I bought books for no reason. I went book shopping, which I didn't have to do, but I wanted to, and I was like, there's not going to be any books that I want in there. Joke's on me. I came out with 3, which is actually pretty tame, I feel like, for walking into a bookstore, and I also am trying to get rid of things in my apartment right now, and I recently donated like 40, 50 books to the library. But my favorite author, Freida McFadden, she writes the most amazing suspense, mystery, thriller books. If you haven't read any of her books and you like that genre, you would be obsessed. I definitely recommend reading The Housemaid first. She came out with a new book recently in 2024, so I'm really excited to read that. I've been in a bit of a reading slump. I just think there's different things going on in my life right now that I haven't really wanted to read or set aside the time to, so I've been trying to do that a little bit more. I also just feel like the books that I'm reading, none of it is super captivating and interesting to me. So I'm trying to get back into my reading groove, because I really miss it. The books that I bought were called One by One, and then the other one is called The Teacher, and that's the one that recently got released. So I got that, and then I got from another author. I thought the front of the book was really interesting. I think it's something along the lines of The Island of the Missing Girls, or The Girls of the Missing of the something like that. That is so unhelpful. I'm so sorry. I really liked the cover of the book, which, what does that say about me? Do I judge a book by its cover? Literally, yes. Figuratively, no. But I'm not going to lie. I'm the type of person, I've explained this before, but I don't read the backs of books. I feel like when you read the back of a book, yes, it can be helpful. And sometimes, on occasion, I'll do that. But I feel like for the most part, it kind of spoils like the first few chapters. And I like having no idea going into a book. But I also feel like the reason most books that I read have been a hit and I've liked, it's because it's recommended to me by people who know my taste, by you guys, and you guys kind of know my reading taste. So Yeah, it's really not often that I read a book that I'm not super fond of. Anyway, enough about books. It was such an exciting weekend. Micah graduated his recruit class and he's officially a firefighter, which is so crazy. I'm so, so happy for him. The last 9 months, he has been busting his ass every single day. And so this weekend was a big weekend of celebration. Had so much fun. We threw him a little grad party at his parents' house. I had the idea of doing like sushi, having a sushi chef come. So not sushi catering, but you can hire people, you can hire a chef, a sushi chef, a certified one to come and they'll prepare fresh fish for you. It is so good, such good quality sushi. I used Superb Sushi if you're on Oahu and you have an event or something and it's like a special event. It's definitely a little bit pricey, but I figured it's for his graduation. Graduation for such a big deal for him, like getting his dream job and starting his career. I thought it was fitting. And also he just loves sushi so much. So we did that, threw him a little party at his parents' house and it was so much fun. He had a bunch of his friends and my family went. And yeah, it was just so fun celebrating his accomplishment. And I'm so proud of him. I can't stop talking about it because I'm just like, seeing all the hard work that he did and everything that he went through to get these different certs and become what he is now. It's so cool to see the progress. So yeah, I'm definitely feeling like a proud girlfriend. I'm so excited for him to get started in his career. It will be really interesting to get used to his firefighter schedule, which is like 24 hours on, 24 hours off for 3 days. And then you have 4 days off in a row. So it's a different schedule than the normal 9 to 5, obviously. So that'll be interesting to get used to. But it's such an exciting time. I'm so excited for him to make new friends. I feel like it's a really cool career because you're so deeply bonded with each other. And even within his recruit class, he made lifelong friends, I can just tell. And it was cool because a lot of them that had girlfriends, I became friends with. So I made so many new friends the last 9 months, which is just really, really cool. And so, yeah, we had a big weekend of celebrating. I'm kind of cocooning now because there was no moment of peace. It was very fun, yes, but my social battery is down the drain. So I've been spending alone time the past few days, kind of recharge my social battery, get my life back together, get my grind on, my work on, because we had like a 4 day long bender weekend of celebration. So yeah, I definitely had a lot of fun, but that kind of leads me to the sponsor of this episode. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Sometimes life can really take its toll. It's okay to admit when our social batteries need a recharge. Personally, I've noticed a tendency to self-isolate when stress starts piling up. And I feel like with this upcoming season of my life, I can definitely see that starting to happen. Even though I've been super social lately, it's kind of like a seesaw for me. Sometimes I have phases where I'm super social, like I have been the last few days, and now I'm like, okay, I might need some alone time. But here's the thing, for me, connection is so important, especially during times like this when it's stressful. So how do we find that connection when we're stuck in isolation? That's where therapy comes in. Therapy is not about getting through the tough times. It's about gaining the self-awareness to build a social life that truly fills us up without leaving us feeling depleted. It provides us with insight and tools to set boundaries, identify our needs, and navigate relationships in a healthy way. So if you're feeling like you're running on empty, know that you're not alone. Reach out, prioritize what matters most to you, and consider giving BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All it takes is a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. Therapy could be just the thing to help you navigate through life and find the connection that you crave and find the good balance of that. Like I've kind of had to find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mind today to get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/mind. A little update since my dramatic I failed 75 hard episode. Yeah, I've finally found, well, I'm continuing to find a good balance of working out, all the health things. I've kind of been on my fitness grind again, which feels really good. All of January, I was just hitting the ground running, literally. February, fell off the face of the earth with it. Quote unquote, failed the challenge. And now I'm starting to do the things that feel good again. So I noticed for me, what keeps me the most motivated with moving my body is changing it up. So if I do the same thing every day, I tend to get bored and not super motivated to do it. So sometimes I'll go on a walk, sometimes I'll go to the gym, do bodyweight workouts. I love the Form app. You can use it at home or at the gym if you have like free weights or Pilates weights. There's a lot of good exercises on there and I really, really like it. Or I will go to a workout class. So I try to switch out, do a different one each day of the week, which I don't know. I don't really work out for results. I work out to feel good. And if results come, cool. Like sometimes I'm like, okay, maybe I want to achieve more tone or get a booty, you know, whatever it is. But for the most part, I don't really focus on how my body looks because that is very, one, unmotivating for me because you don't just change overnight. And so, yeah, I've gotten toxic with that before. So I try not to focus on that. I try to focus on how I feel, and working out, moving my body feels good. So been on the grind with that, which feels really good. I feel like my schedule is going to get super thrown off because right now the workout studio that I go to is right across pretty much. I mean, I could walk. I'm lazy, so I drive to the workout class. But right now it's really central to where I live. It's super close. But when I move, it's going to be pretty far. So I don't know how often I'm going to be able to drive out to take a workout class. And also I have a gym in my building, which is so nice, but obviously at the house I won't. So it'll be interesting to find a new groove with that. I think I'll be really thrown off, but I'm excited to take walks around the neighborhood, possibly buy a bike. That sounds super fun. And yeah, kind of figure out a new schedule and routine with that, because that'll be a really big shift and change. I was on a walk the other day, and sometimes I listen to a podcast when I walk. Other times I listen to music, other times just nothing and the sounds of whatever's around me and trying to protect myself and stay safe. But I heard about this thing called Spotify Daylist, and it's so fun. If you have a Spotify, you got to search up Daylist. Basically, Spotify creates a playlist for you based on what it knows you like to listen to and different vibes. And the Daylist is customized to you, and it comes up with a title that is supposed to match like your vibe that you've listened to before and that it thinks you would like. And then yeah, once it's gone, it's gone. So it's only for a few hours. If you don't save it, that playlist is gone forever. But I just think it's really funny because it customizes a playlist, it titles it, and it's just hilarious. So the other day, I used it for the first time, and my playlist was called Happy Indie Coming of Age Monday Afternoon. So it said, you listen to rom-com and hippie on Monday afternoons. Here's some happy indie, coming of age, indie chill, indie rock, granola music. That's super funny. And then I looked again at night. This one sent me. The title of this is really intense. Stealth Intimate Monday Evening. You listen to Trap Soul and Freaky on Monday evening. Monday. Here's some intimate, freaky, slow R&B, modern R&B, sensual and moody music. That one sent me. I was like, oh. And then it's ironic because this morning it was like happy folk granola vibes Tuesday morning. So clearly I listened to a plethora of music, quite their variety. Yeah, I'll listen to a lot of different genres, but yeah, it's just super funny. So if you're looking for a good laugh and you're looking to see what Spotify thinks you'd like and what Spotify thinks like your vibe is, search up Daylist. It's so fun. I was making Micah do it because I was like, what is yours called? And his was completely different than mine. So yeah, I recently found out about that feature and I just think it's really cool. One, to discover new music, and two, to kind of see what that app, like what your music app says about you. Anyway, today I wanted to talk about a topic that I love to talk about. I think I even did an episode about this pretty early on into the podcast. So if you've listened to that, great. I hope that I say some new groundbreaking stuff in here. I don't know how much is going to be repeated, but also I didn't want to listen to that episode because the thought of listening to my old podcast episodes gives me hives. I did not know what I was doing. Spoiler alert, I still don't, but yeah, it was definitely rough the first few episodes of starting a podcast. So I don't really know exactly what I said, but here's the thing. Anytime I talk about things in these episodes, sometimes I'll repeat myself because sometimes I feel like, and I've noticed this for me too, advice or something that someone might say might not be heard at the right time for it to get absorbed. So I listen to a lot of podcasts where it's like self-help related and it's things that I've heard before, but sometimes I'm just not in the right headspace or just not in the right place to hear that advice. So it'll just kind of go in one ear, out the other. And then other times I hear that same advice and I'm like, wow, I really internalized that. So hopefully, even if these are things that I've said before or iterated in my videos or whatever it is, hopefully it's the right timing for some of you to hear this. I wanted to talk about becoming your own best friend, enjoying your own company. And it's all about cultivating that inner self-love within you. That's redundant, but I truly believe that you are the most important person in your life. And it's so important to grow and nurture that relationship that you have within yourself. It not only builds your confidence by doing that, but it gives you more of a sense of who you are. It's really easy to just go through the motions of life. We all are busy. We all have things going on. We're all going through things. it's really easy to kind of just brush past these things and not take the time to get to know yourself a little bit more and take that time to really pour into you and spend some quality time with yourself. It's not always easy to make time for it. I think it's all about being intentional, because for me, that's a big word for me. I love the word intention. You could be alone and not really even be thinking about it, just going through the motions, doing whatever you have to do, chores, driving. When it's intentional, it makes all the difference. I could be on a drive to wherever I'm going, not even really thinking about it. Like I said, kind of just going through the motions, but other times I'll be intentional about it. I'm like, this is my alone time for the day. I'm going to listen to music that I like, that makes me feel good. I'm going to listen to a podcast. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. It's like intentional. So I wanted to talk about this because it's something that I've been working on so much the past few years. I used to be someone who was very codependent with friendships. I didn't like being alone. I didn't even like, oh my gosh, my sister will always tease me about this, but I couldn't even speak to the waitress or the waiter at a restaurant. Like, I was just so anxious and socially like awkward a little bit. And yeah, just not really sure of myself. So yeah, I used to really depend on other people. I used to rely on other people a lot, which, don't get me wrong, I still do. I believe human connection is very important, but it's good to have a balance of these things. I've been on the side of it where I completely went off the deep end into, I became my own best friend so hard that like I hardly saw anyone else and I was really isolated. That didn't necessarily feel good. And I've also seen people on the other side of it where they spend no time alone. They're constantly with other people. So I think finding a balance, finding a harmony of that is really, 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 really important. And honestly, it's going to look different for everyone. I have friends who need minimal time alone and they love to be around people. And then, I don't know, I feel like I like a pretty even mix-ish, but I mostly gravitate towards being alone. But also there's like the people who you can be alone with, if that makes sense. Those are very special friendships. Love those. But anyway, this journey to kind of getting to know myself more, learning how to be alone, learning how to become my own friend, and really not just like, oh, I'm my own best friend, but like truly feeling like I have my own back. I know myself so well. I love myself so much. Like, I am my best friend. This journey kind of started post high school. There was a lot of self-discovery going on in that era, a lot of confusion going on as well. And it was funny, I actually had the intentional thought, I want to learn how to be alone. I want to grow that. It's a practice that you really have to do repetitively to get comfortable with it, for one, and to simply get used to not having the company of someone else and learning how to enjoy your own and be comfortable within your own company. Sometimes it can be really hard. It's really hard when you start. I know for me, I struggled with that, but I have some tips that I'll share if you also want to start on this journey and you maybe want to, I don't know, take yourself on a little date, get more comfortable being alone with yourself. I just think it is such a powerful tool to truly love yourself and truly be able to be alone with yourself. Alone doesn't always equal lonely. It's really possible to feel lonely in a crowd of people. Like, that doesn't necessarily always mean alone is lonely. I've always felt that there's so much power in being alone with yourself and loving that, loving your own company, because no one can take that away from you. Friends come, friends go, some friends stay, some friends don't. There are so many things that are out of our control, but what's in our control is the relationship that we have with ourselves. I started pretty slow with that whole journey. It can be pretty jarring to be used to being with someone else all the time, being in someone else's company, to being alone with your thoughts. So I think starting slow is important. You don't want to scare yourself off. I think you want to have a good experience with this, obviously. There are so many different things you can do alone, and there's definitely different levels to this. I would say one that's maybe easier and the least amount of resistance you might have towards it is going for a car ride intentionally alone. That one's pretty, I feel like we tend to do that a lot anyway, but like I said, it's having the intention behind it. And then level X Games mode is like going out to a dinner in a restaurant by yourself. I personally haven't reached that yet. Don't know if I ever will. I've always said that's a goal, but you know, I do love company. I love sharing a meal with someone. I have sat down at a cafe and had lunch by myself, but also cafes just have a different vibe. I feel like a lot of people are alone at cafes, either doing work or just enjoying a cup of coffee, whatever it is. That just feels different than a sit-down restaurant. You're indoors, like something about that. We'll see if I ever reach. But some of the things that I like to do alone are going to the beach, if you have a lake near you, or a park, whatever outdoorsy thing you like to do, going on walks. I love reading. Obviously, that's kind of like a solo activity anyway. Painting, if you're artistic, any type of art. I'm not the most artistic. I'm not really good at drawing. I'm not really good at painting or anything, but I do love doing pottery. That's something that I do alone, and I really, really enjoy it. You can start small with whatever makes you the most comfortable. You don't have to jump off the deep end and take yourself out to a candlelit dinner if you don't want to. I don't necessarily want to do that. Yeah, it's definitely an interesting experience when you are alone with your thoughts. And it was something that was kind of jarring to me at first because I was like, wait, now that I'm alone, there's so much more self-discovery going on. I can learn what I like, what I don't like without someone else's opinions being right there. It's really good to obviously not always just be an echo chamber in your own mind. Getting other people's opinions and thoughts and conversations are very important. But I also noticed that for me, especially when I was younger, I was a very impressionable, I would say, person. And so if I was with a friend that I was really close to and they had a certain opinion, sometimes I would almost just take on that opinion without even questioning if I truly believed in that or if I truly felt that way too. So when you're alone and you get to be alone with your own thoughts, you really get to form that strong sense of identity that is not shaped by anyone else. And that's something that's super powerful that can't be taken away from you. And that is honestly my favorite part about being alone, because I know for me, when I'm with other people, sometimes it's just easier and there's less resistance to agree with what other people are saying and to go along with it. But when you're alone, you can make decisions for yourself. Not that you can't when you're in groups. What I'm saying is you can truly form your own opinions. And it's also nice to not be held back waiting for someone else. Say that I wanted to go to the beach. It's a super nice day out. None of my friends are available. That would suck to be held back by that, be held back by other people's schedule. I'm going to go to the beach by myself. I used to also get really worried about what other people were thinking, which I was a lot younger. I was a lot younger than this was literally 3 years ago, but I wasn't the most confident in myself. Obviously, that's grown a lot, but I was always worried about what other people were thinking, what other people were perceiving. No one cares. Everyone's doing their own thing. I've never really looked at someone and been like, oh my gosh, they're alone. They're a loser. They have no friends. I've never thought that. If anything, if I see someone alone, I'm like, damn, yes, power move. Love that. I also just really believe that having your own sense of identity is really important, especially if you are in a relationship. It's really easy to want to only do things together and you kind of just almost form into like one mind, which is a part of it being in a relationship. You know, you do things together, you become one in certain ways, especially when you're married. That's a whole different story. But yeah, when you spend a lot of time with someone, when you're dating someone, when you're in a committed relationship, you're spending so much time together. You have shared hobbies, you have shared things you like to do. It's really important to still have that independent identity, the things that you like to do. Having your own independence in a relationship is so important, and it's something I'll always preach because it's something you don't want to lose about yourself. I'm sure you've seen this before, but people can also get lost in their relationship. They cut off the people in their own life because they're so consumed with their partner, which, let me just say, I understand that, especially in the beginning when everything's new and you're still trying to figure out how to balance everything. Like, I've talked about this before, but when Micah and I first started dating, that is like all that I did was hang out with him. Everything was Micah, Micah, Micah. Obviously, things have balanced out now. In the beginning, it's like a different story. It's fun, it's new, it's exciting. Yes. But then things will balance out. But for some people, they don't. And it's really easy to get caught up in that. But you don't want to lose yourself in a relationship. It's the saddest thing to see when that happens to someone else. So to protect yourself from that, if you are in a relationship, yeah, keeping your own identity, I think, is really important. And also, I feel like it keeps a relationship strong to have your own sense of identity, what you bring to the table, your own things that you have going on, your own experiences, and sharing that with your person is really special, I think. Yeah, it's just super cool. Like, I love when Micah goes off and does his own thing. He has his own things going on, so do I. And then we get to come together, share those experiences with each other, and tell each other about it. We have our things that we do together. We have our things that we do by ourselves or with our certain groups of friends. Yeah, I think having balance is really, really important. You don't want to become the person that all your friends are like, yeah, she ditched us as soon as she got a partner. It takes a certain level of awareness to realize that that's happening. Friends are really important. I also know that there's certain situations where maybe you don't have your own friends. Your partner is your best friend and the person you hang out the most with, and you hang out with their friends. But even in those situations, I think it's important you can have your own sense of identity by doing things by yourself that you like to do, hobbies that are yours. Like I said earlier, you are the most important person in your life. Cultivating that relationship within yourself will grow your confidence, will help you discover so many things about yourself. And yeah, it's really exciting to do that. just the other day, it was pretty nice out, so I brought my picnic blanket to a park, my notebook to journal out my deepest thoughts and feelings, and a book, my water, and it was really nice. A good old date with myself, a little system reset, check in with myself, just be with my own thoughts, especially after such a social weekend, was really, really nice. Sometimes doing things alone can be scary, especially if you don't feel safe. So that's obviously the most important thing, is making sure you feel safe. But yeah, that was really nice. And then today I went book shopping alone. So those are some of the things that I've been doing by myself recently. One thing I want to get better at is cooking for myself. You all know I've been on a cooking journey. I've done a pretty good job, but I will say that is like contingent on the fact that I'm cooking for two and I have someone else who's a sous chef kind of helping or doing the cleanup. I've noticed for me, it's very much so more motivating when I'm cooking for someone else, not just for myself. Like, I lack so much motivation if I know it's only me eating. So that's something I want to get better at, is treating myself to a homemade meal that's only for me. That's something I need to work on, because if I know it's only me eating dinner that night, like, I will either order in or just not really do anything special, just because I'm like, well, it's just me, like, I don't really want to do that. But no, why wouldn't I do that? Why wouldn't I spoil myself? So that's something that I'm working on, and being intentional about that is really nice. I notice when I cook with intention, it's so much more fun. Otherwise, I dread it. But yeah, I've kind of been romanticizing cooking dinner. I'll either put on headphones, put on some good music, especially like Italian music, say less, especially if I'm making pasta. Oof, that'll do it. I hope this episode inspires you to grow that relationship with yourself, become your own best friend. There's so much to learn, endless things, dare I say, about yourself. We're always changing, we're always growing. And so, yeah, it's like a lifelong process to loving yourself, having that relationship with yourself, but it's one of the best feelings, and it's something that no one can ever take away from you. Your homework for this week is have a little bit of intentional alone time. Doesn't have to be anything crazy. I know you're busy, know you've got things to do, but even if that's just a little walk, an intentional walk by yourself, intentional car drive, intentional errand shopping, spending that time with yourself with intentionality. Is that a word? I don't know. Before I start making up more words, I'm going to end this episode, but yeah, that's your homework. Thanks for spending time with me. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and that was everything on my mind.